You're ready?
Podcast! So welcome to Connie's Podcast. I'm Pao. My Twitter handle is Geek Like Oxygen.
Hello, I'm Dane. My Twitter handle is Icon Fast Fiction.
Hi everyone, I'm PD Nim and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
So we're back.
Welcome back! Happy New Year!
Get back!
Pwede. Aminin na natin, we always come out of hiding kapag may nangyayaring concert sa Pilipinas or we went to a concert somewhere else. Kasi we're really busy. We have been so busy. But yeah, so welcome to Connie's Podcast, everyone. So I hope na-miss nyo kami. August pa yata yung last release na
yes.
episode. Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's!
Happy Valentine's! So, we're gonna be talking about Bobby's concert here in Manila, pero we're also gonna give some updates about what's happening with the boys. Ang daming nangyari, diba?
Na busy
since
din
we
sila.
Last recorded. Oh, busy din sila, diba? So, first, nagkaroon ng release ng solo si Jinan. And, alam nyo ba, hindi ako bumili ng album niya kasi LP lang. Yung ni-release niya. So, ang hirap magpa-ship ng LP dito sa Pilipinas. Tapos, nung punta ko ng Korea last time, wala. Nahirapan ako maghanap. Yeah. So, Jinan released Blue Moon EP. So, it does have several songs. And then, dalawa yung MV na nilabas niya. Isang Blue Moon, tsaka isang Paradise.
Nice.
So, it's good na nagkaroon rin siya ng solo activity talaga before he went His on enlistment. Although, kinda yes. alanganin nga as per yung nga sa take-off podcast recording natin. Wala na siya doon.
Yes.
But yeah, good for him to have a send-off solo activity, kumbaga.
Right.
Yes. So, serve well, Jinan, and we will wait for him.
Yes.
Lapit na.
Na lang. Bilis lang.
And then, of course, Icon had Panorama, which is a single. In fairness, parang I think nakapasok to sa 2023 playlist ko.
Nice.
Yung yearly playlist.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Masaya din naman yung song. So, but I'm not sure, parang meron ba silang MV for this?
I can't remember. Remember yung parang Types of Love
ata yung
concept.
Very reminiscent of the Mount Girls, WID.
Right.
Yeah, that thing. So nice to see them then, you know, slightly acting chops, ganyan.
Yes.
Shout outs to the actors.
To the actors.
And Chanu. Yeah. Mamaya na si June. Ayan.
So, wow. Di na ako nagsalita eh.
Pero yung ngiti mo parang says Wagas, everything. Oh, excited. Ayan. So, daanan din natin that Dongyok did his solo already.
Yay! Guys,
ang ganda ng album.
Yay!
I already have this album. Nag-unbox na ako sa TikTok ko for Dongyok's album. Yung unang lumabas na song is actually Oren Mania. Pag hinanap nyo siya sa Spotify, it's LNTS. Tapos ano, Butterflies and A Hue of Blue and Purple yung kanyang theme for the MV.
Nice.
And of course, yung pinaka inaabangan ng lahat ng tao na Bob Dong collaboration for this album would be the Groovin MV, which is syempre nandun si Bobby. O meron bang gusto mag-introduce ng susunod? Ito yung isang ano, inaabangan.
Well, technically, siya naman kasi part of your bias list din eh. Pero yeah, I mean, we sort of know that this is happening. May teaser na tayo from the last concert tour. But yeah, right. So si Yoon Young came out with an album. So is it a pure trot album?
No.
Oh my God, I thought it was. That's so nice. So obviously, huli na kami. Go, Pao. The stage is yours.
So, I have to get updated kasi nag-unbox din ako ng Yoon Young album. So, very simple yung album niya. Pero, if I'm not mistaken, meron siyang 5 songs. Or 4 to 5 songs siya. So, the title song is It's Call in English. Pero, syempre, alam natin that it's Korea for the Koreans. I was telling PD Nim and Dane that the MV, pag kunwari, plinay mo siya, tapos nakamute yung audio, hindi siya halatang trot song. Tapos magugulat ka na lang na kapag pinanood mo siya with audio, na parang, uy, trot pala to, gano'n. Yeah. Tapos may collab din sila ni Bobby.
Oh!
May collab din sila, yeah. So, in fairness kay si Sir, ang dami niyang collabs, di ba? Parang sa lahat yata ng solos ng members, may collab siya. So, nice. Yeah. Gusto ko lang mag-comment dun sa mga nauuso na dance challenges sa TikTok. So, majority of idols would often come back and do a dance challenge in TikTok or in social media. Si Yun Young, hindi dance challenge. Kailangan meme. Kailangan meme, besh.
Very diba? Smart. Kakaiba.
Oo.
Tsaka siya na talaga yung nag-spoon feed ng memes for us.
Exactly.
Diba? That's he very traditional himself. Yun Young. Inunahan na tayo as we were talking earlier. Oo, he did it for us na and gave us props. Una, kala ko, once lang niya gagawin and then, you know, let the netizens take the wheel, so to speak. Pero hindi, nag-churn out dami talaga siya. Marami siyang ano, binigay.
Para siyang, ano, let me give you some ideas.
Sinamihan pa niya. Especially with that clip of the fan meet ata. Na yes. With the iconics at the background. Correct. Sobrang benta.
Kudos to the content team. Ang dami.
Correct.
Yeah. I won't be surprised though kung suggestion yun mismo ni Yo-Yo.
Yeah.
To the content
idea
team.
Niya I talaga mean. Yun.
Yeah, yeah. Kung paano si Bobby sobrang hands-on dun sa mga albums niya. Si Yo-Yo parang, let me do my social media.
Social media.
Yung campaign niya.
So that's the update for Yun Young. And then of course, si Bobby. So lumabas niya yung third album niya, which is Sir Robert. May issue talaga ako sa Robert. Bakit ba Robert?
Sana Bobbert na lang.
Bobbert.
Pero wait, para me like Robert because Bobby?
So, yung English name niya. Ang understanding ko, nung nasa States pa sila, Robert talaga yung English name niya. Nag-evolve siya to Bobby kasi I think name ng Robert is Bobby. Parang something
like
that. Well, usually Bob, Bob, tas Bobby pa yan. Pwede nga.
Oo, correct. So, kaya siya Robert. So,
yung sir yung kinda weird. Yung sir yung ano.
Alam mo, tatanungin ko nga yan si Bobby kapag nanalo ako ng fan call. Tatanungin ko siya, so anong tawag mo sa fans mo? Like sirs and ma'ams. Diba?
Correct.
So, ganun ba? Pero, gusto ko lang mag-comment doon sa album na to. Kasi, playing card siya. So, hint, hint. I mean, if you know na yung album ni Hanbin na Loved or Loved also has a playing card. So, sobrang same. Ang difference lang nila, si Bobby, naka-flash disc yung songs niya. So, hindi siya CD.
Whoa.
Yung kay Hanbin, CD and then may playing CD. Cards.
Yes. Yeah. Yung photo cards niya would be the playing cards.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Yung kay Bobby pala, lahat ng Ace, it's a random photo card. So, parang same yung twos hanggang case, hanggang kings, pero yung aces, iba-iba siya pag nakuha mo.
So, full set of playing cards talaga. Like,
yeah, literal na pwede mong gamitin panlaro.
Yeah, I was guessing, buti ka pa tongits, I was guessing 1-3 pass. Buti na lang in-elevate mo pa din. Ako, 1-3 pass lang yung
that, guys, will show you dogs, na ang ganun. Ang bias talaga ni Dane Pangkanto.
Ako, very vanilla.
Si, ano, si PD name, yung mga bias niya, mga cute yan, si
poker.
Ah, pakita, oh, di ba lang, oh, di ba lang pines lang. Poker.
Poker. Tongits.
Tongits. Tsang 1-3 pass.
Yeah.
But wow, ang galing.
Yung mga songs ni Bobby, ang dami niyang collabs. Like, ang dami. Like, crazy insane. And then, one notable thing, mayroong collabs si Bobby with Chan Mina. And apparently, si Hanbin, maglalabas din siya ng Japanese album niya na may collab din with Chan Mina.
Yeah.
So like, the world is small.
Yeah. Di ba talaga sila nag-uusap? Or...
Ay, nako.
Like, didn't that come up noong before... Sir Robert.
Alam mo.
Yung parang nag-comment. Tama ba yung timeline?
No, I think nag-comment si Bobby about it. Because, you know, like, people are speculating na parang there's something ill going on. So, I think naman namatay na yung mga speculations eh. Technically, ang sinabi lang naman ni Bobby doon, hindi sila walang planned collab between him and Bia.
Okay.
Pero parang, may samaan ng loob. At first, dumami pero na yung, okay na. Yeah. So, yeah, parang tama na. Huwag nyo na kaming intrigahin.
Let it go. Let it go. Although, nag-spark ulit ng konti because of that fan call, diba?
Yes.
About asking Hanbin kung narinig na niya yung album ni Yunyoung. Yeah. Correct. And so,
which parang, he did.
Which is implied na rin nga na there's communication. Maybe not often, but there is. Mm-hmm. Hindi rin siya zero. But mm-hmm. I mean, like, diba? I mean, for me, not surprising. Good to know then.
Yeah.
At least hindi naman super severed talaga. May pinagsamahan naman sila.
True.
Kaya, ayun. So, huwag na natin panatihin.
Let us not make it, ano. Uh-oh. Let us not make it awkward for them also.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know things. They have to be...
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
We don't know things.
Mas maka-conscious sila of it when it's not really a big deal. Especially now. Oh,
yeah.
Naman.
So, ano ba? 5 years? Oh, yeah. Pushing 5 years. Grabe, since, no? Since what, yeah, diba? Can you imagine?
So fast.
Yeah, 2019
so,
eh.
That also means that Connie's podcast is 5 years old na.
Oh, nga!
Yeah! Actually.
Yeah. Okay. Kasama yun sa updates namin, guys.
The next one.
Yeah.
Oh,
nga.
Anniversary podcast.
Okay. Dane, do you want to introduce the next one? Because I'm not gonna introduce it.
The next one, na can I just share, nakalimutan nilang ilagay dun sa outline na. When you were rounding up the update, buti na lang.
Buti na lang, may June dito.
May representative for him.
So, na-release na yung, well, first, there was a poster, tapos, recently, there was also a trailer, or like, a clip of the, again, 1997 movie, which features June. So, yun. Very natural acting. Parang hindi siya nag-a-act eh, kasi parang he's playing himself. So, very good casting. Yeah. Very exciting. Manunod ba tayo, guys? Oh my God, silence! Okay, ako na lang manunood.
No, I was like, oh, it's a movie. At least, you know, max 2 hours.
Hindi, ang tanong din naman kasi doon. So, will it be show? Ano ba to sa cinema? Hindi, di ba? Sa Philippines?
Oh, well,
yeah. May mag-carry
ba? Sa Korea, oo. So, pero dito, well, unless may...
Sa streaming services, ganyan.
Pote, doon na lang siguro, eventually. Unless merong fan group na magdala dito for like block screening. I don't know how that works. But, yeah. See you on.
Pwede naman. It actually reminded me of Reply 1997
exactly,
because
exactly.
of the title.
Oo. Tapos parang may ganong vibes din kasi parang, are they students? They look like they're in uniform. So.
Alam mo, laging, yan si June, laging kailangan, college or, di ba?
He's ageless.
Laging estudyante.
Ageless.
Kakaloka yung ageless.
So yun, hope it's a big hit when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Uy, in fairness naman din, pinanood ko naman yung Bora Deborah.
Ako din. Ko na tapos
ko naman yun. Support.
Di ba na tapos?
But it's my attention span. Pero it was nice.
At least ngayon movie na. So
okay din siya.
Tapusin mo naman daw.
We expect a full-fledged review of the film. From Dane.
May assignment. Dane. Okay, noted.
And then last but not the least, PD name, it's your bias once again.
Well, so equally busy, of course, si B.I. or Hanbin. So, well, meron na talaga siyang second full album last year. And then he did like this Europe tour. So, which is so good then when I saw the reception. And then...
Yeah.
He was here for a short stint sa Privé. So, di na kayo pumunta doon ni Pao kasi nga we have to be more efficient in our finances. Pero yun, may rumors din that there's going to be a Manila stop for his upcoming tour, Hype Up. So, yun. So, babalik na naman siya. So, yun. So,
Binix, so, kaya pa ba?
Oo nga eh. Kawawa naman yung mga IDs/... Iconics din. Which is us, actually, essentially.
Yeah.
So, si Hanbin nagko-command din ng almost similar prices
Correct.
As a full-fledged group concert prices. Similar to Bobby as well, actually, in terms of pricing din. Mm. Yeah. So, yun. So, lots of stuff happening. Yeah.
Booked and busy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very busy boys. So, dahil busy yung boys, so syempre, yun nga, we're here to talk about Bobby in Manila.
Woohoo!
Yung kanyang zero gravity tour in Asia. Mm-hmm. And we are fortunate enough to be one of the stops for this tour. Kasi this is his first and last ba? I think first Asia tour.
First.
And last for now. Diba? Kasi mapapasok na siya ng enlistment eh. Mag-enlist na siya.
So yeah, since na-cancel yung Jakarta stop, so essentially this is the first Southeast Asia stop na solo con ni Bobby.
Correct.
And then this weekend, yung Bangkok, I think.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
As of recording.
Now come to think of it, mas na-understand ko yung reaction ni Bobby kasi mas used siya to solo cons in Japan. Korea and Japan.
Japan, yeah.
So I guess iba yung expectations niya, if any, for the Southeast Asia stops.
Asia tour siya talaga. Kasi before he did have several concerts in Japan. So nag-dome tour na siya sa Japan. So I really think that it's too different now kasi Asia tour siya talaga. So wow, diba?
Yeah.
Si Sir.
Yeah.
May Asia tour.
Inalo ko pa rin yung Southeast Asia tour kasi nga diba parang Asia naman din sila. Pero yun nga, it's the only, well, as of now, ito lang yung foray ever ni Bobby na solo concert activity na outside East Asia, kumbaga Korea and Japan. Tapos ayun yung first stop. So, I could imagine nga the surprise and of course the hype and the elation from last weekend.
True.
Yep.
Yeah.
But before we go deep dive? Yeah? Let's discuss Sunday.
Anong nangyari? Bago nangyari ang concert, ganyan. Bago namin nakita si Sir, anong nangyari?
Correct. Merong opening act kasi. Parang ganun na rin.
Oo, parang ganun na rin. May fan service din.
Kasi, hindi kami nagbayad for the fan service. So maraming salamat.
Exactly.
So Dean, you might want to introduce the cafe that we went to.
Yes. So I've been wanting to go to this cafe, pero medyo malayo nga siya from me because it's in QC. So when we found out na sa North EDSA yung concert, but it was a good time to do it. So yung pre-concert preps namin, we spent in Magdamag Cafe. It's in Sargent Esguerra Street, I think. Research na lang. It's on Instagram and Facebook. Super nice cafe. Really good food. We recommend the Quesong Puti grilled cheese. Tapos yung coffee nila from Yardstick.
Yardstick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, besides being a cafe, so they also sell fresh produce. Tapos, meron ding mga little trinkets from local artists. And then, books. So, romance class books. Because one of the owners is a romance class author. And then, what else did they sell?
This is the one that you attended, no?
Yes, yes. So, I joined 2022. Yon. But,
pero
so,
hindi
but,
mo kabatch yung owner ng cafe?
No, kasi si Carla de Guzman, she's written so much. As in, many years na. In fact, this year, she has a book coming. Oh, it already came out, actually. By, is it Berkeley? As in, it's a traditional publisher in the US. Mm. Manila Takes Manhattan, I think, is the title.
Okay.
So, yun. So, their books are there. So, it's really nice. It's a super nice ambiance. And then, good customer base. So, which leads me to the very surprising happy thing that happened. So, while we were there, may celebrity sighting kami na spot. So, maybe it's a thing. Kasi nung nanood si P. Din Nim and Pao, K-pop masters ba yun?
No, it's a B.I.
Oh,
right. LOL.
LOL
nga ata yun. Oh, yeah.
Nakita nila si Donnie Pangilinan. This time around, it's for me.
Yeah.
Gabi for me talaga. Inangkin.
Actually, oh wala na mga agaw sa'yo. Like,
we're all I'm ego madami, to be honest. Pero, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm suddenly shy to say. No, but yeah, so he was there. My childhood crush. until now. Si Atom Araulio. How do you pronounce his surname? Yeah.
Araulio, yeah. I guess.
Journalist, UN
investigative
ambassador.
Investigative journalist.
Is it UN ambassador or UNICEF? I think UN, right?
I have no idea.
Podcaster, host, and all around great guy.
Guwapo siya.
Guwapo siya, yun din.
Guwapo siya.
So yun, he was there, tapos he was sitting in one of the common tables. So parang, oh my God, what a moment. So medyo na-stress ako. But yeah. But yeah, it was good. So parang, kahit na of the three of us, dalawa lang yung nanalo nung photo obsession with Bobby. Parang ako, okay lang, sige kayo na yan, kasi nakakota na ako for the day.
I actually was so surprised with Dane. Like, yung reaction niya, parang, ano bang gusto mong sabihin? Ganun. As in, ano, kulang na lang sipain niya kaming dalawa ni PD Nim sa ilalim ng table. Ganun.
I really don't do well.
Sobrang with, clueless ano, namin
celebrities
until, yeah.
I like. So, yeah.
Oh, grabe ko. Pero pag si Junie, parang okay ka naman. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's funny is, 'di ba? Parang naka all black tayo because of Survivor.
Yes.
Tapos naka all black din siya.
Tapos nagbibiroin kami on our way to SM North Edsa na parang, "Oh, what if he's also going to Survivor?"
Baka i-cover niya.
Baka i-cover niya 'yun. Yeah, so Dane had her fangirl moment.
Kota na siya, wala pa yung concert. Oo.
Tapos kahit na wala akong photo op with Atom also, happy na ako to see him up close from a distance.
So, up close from a distance. I think yun yung title, up close from a distance.
Pwede. Applicable din, mamaya.
Applicable siya. Applicable din kasi siya more later eh.
Exactly, diba? Exactly.
Up close from a distance din.
Ay, perfect. Perfect. So yun. So what a day.
Yeah, what a day. What si Dean kasi, favorite niyang magpicture ng mga, yung inom niyang kape. Like, aesthetic cafe pictures. So, if you follow her author account, you'll see that.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, nakakatawa, meron siyang picture na pinipicturean niya yung kasong puti grilled cheese.
Yes.
Tapos, guys, hindi ko naiintindihan bakit hindi niya sinama si Atom Araulio doon sa background. Like, sobrang kopya angle niya lang ng konti. She has a very good excuse.
Hindi ko kaya.
To, like, take a picture of the grilled cheese at the back. And sorry, at the back, yung background would be Atom Araulio. So parang,
hindi ko kaya. Dane,
come on.
But thank you, Pao, for your stealthy fan cam.
Sneaky, ano.
Yeah. But at least my memory.
Trained to by Icon, ganyan. Trained ako by Icon. To take sneaky pictures and sneaky videos.
Correct. Dispatch vibes ba?
So merong evidence.
Correct.
Yan nangyari. Yeah.
It happened talaga.
Oh, yeah. Yun naman yung importante.
Imagine it. So drop by if you guys can kasi you might have a sighting also. And it's a really great cafe.
So that's our pre-concert in a cafe, Magdamag Cafe. And then, siguro mga, ang tagal din natin doon, diba? And then right after, we went straight to the registration in SM North EDSA. So the registration process was actually very smooth for us in a way. I think kasi medyo nagpa-late tayo eh. So, nag-piece out na yung lines.
Yes.
No? And given the fact that we're seated in the VIP area, so hindi ganun ka hirap kumuha ng wristbands, hindi tayo kasama ng mga standing.
Mm-mm. Shout out to Ina, who we met before the concert. She was saying, especially for the standing, no? They had to line up talaga. Tapos yung line was outside of the mall.
And everyone's in all black. So kahit na mainit talaga.
Tapat na tapat din sa araw yung line.
Mukha talagang cool to. Kasi ang dami na itim nung araw na yun. Nakakaloka.
Yeah.
Tapos diba, like one of the issues din talaga during the ticket selling was yun nga, there's a lot of confusion between the queuing number vis-a-vis your assigned seat na nakatayo.
Seat slash ticket number.
So I think, especially nung nag-umpisa siguro yung distribution ng wristbands and such, there's a lot of confusion there. And by the time we were there, slightly nag-settle down na. So, kind of straightforward na. Even for the distribution of fan kits, it's pretty peaceful, let's just say. Tsaka maayos.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nagkaroon pa kami ng opportunity na mag-day drinking as tradition.
Yes.
So, we always need to have alcohol in our system before any Icon concert or solo con. So, therefore, yes, buti na lang merong formerly pa this point sa, sa SM na nagsaserve ng beer. Tapos may alfresco din sila. So, yeah. Okay din naman yung process nung lahat. Yun lang yung hindi ko alam. Like, if sobrang crowded, kasi hindi natin na-experience it. If you're listening to this podcast, let us know, like, how was your experience claiming your wristbands and your freebies, tsaka yung fan kits. Kasi, by the time na kami yung kumuha, super walang line. Kami na kagad yung nandun, na-serve kami kagad, and then, hindi kami nalito kung saan kami pupunta.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. I don't know with the experience of others. So, you guys might want to comment on that also. So that, diba, para ma-improve din yung system, especially if the venue is in Skydome.
Naawalan talaga tayo dun sa staff na yung nagkumukuha ng wristbands for the raffle winners.
So
kasi nga, image file, sana man lang ano, searchable na lang in Excel or whatever para ma-verify niya na winner ka ng raffle. Kasi yun nga, kung image file, tapos ang haba pa, diba? Buti sana kung
haba
seat
code,
number
yeah
lang or something, at least madaling ispot. Ito ang haba ng reference number. So talaga sobrang hirap. Yeah. Kaya yun. Yun nga, I don't get then that announcement na kailangan printed yung e-ticket.
Oh, yun pa.
Yeah, so, yeah, we might have missed the rationale behind that. So, just let us know. Pero, like, kami, bakit? Pero, I mean, we also prepared it, pero we didn't see na any part of the process wherein it's necessary. Yeah. So, yun lang.
I think, and they gave it back to us. They didn't even collect the printout talaga.
May input ako dyan. Mm. I think, kaya nila gustong printed kasi if it's in your phone, so, apparently, for Eras Tour, ganun sila. Mm. Like, naka-e-tickets din sila. Mm-mm. So, may mga e-tickets na nahirapang basahin yung machine. I don't know because maybe nagre-reflect dun sa screen. I don't know.
Yung,
I don't know.
Line,
pero maraming, merong mga TikTok
okay,
videos.
Okay, well, yeah. That
fair enough.
Yeah.
Pero, like, ano, diba, that defeats the purpose kasi of, you know, being paperless.
Exactly. And calling it an e-ticket.
Exactly. Diba? Yeah. Sana nag-physical tickets na lang
oo,
sila.
Oo, kung ganun.
Diba?
Oo.
Kung gano'n na rin lang.
At least may souvenir so tayo, diba?
So, for that.
I mean, may souvenir correct ticket ka. I mean, diba?
Yeah.
Correct, correct. At around 4, magpa-5 PM. So, we went in the venue na. And true enough, ang ganda ng seats namin. Like,
good location. Yeah.
As diba in, best for the titas.
Yes.
Correct, correct. So, sobrang okay. Tapos may theory din ako na inuna nilang i-sold out yung... Actually, hindi nga sold out yung VIP seated eh.
Yung area natin, no?
Oo. By the time kasi na bumili kami ng tickets, yung row D na yung nakukuha namin.
Yes.
So, I think the best seats talaga are the E row, higher, yung pinakalikod. Mm-hmm. Kasi ang ganda talaga ng vantage point mo kapag mas mataas yung position mo pag nasa incline ka. And
kasi
then,
kung A or B or even C,
C,
parang same level ka lang as the standing.
Yeah, yung eye level mo is yung standing-ish. Uh-oh. So baka hindi ka rin full body Bobby view.
Correct. Uh-oh.
If ever.
Exactly. Uh-oh. So that's a tip for next time.
So okay din siya. Yeah, okay din yung nakuha naming seats. And then, of course, we went to the sound check.
Yeah!
Na nakaputing shirt lang si Sir.
Nagkakabi pa siya.
Oo. Takot na takot pa ako nun kasi nga, ayoko yung buhok niya. I saw the hair a few days before. Alam ko na na blonde, tapos blue tips yung hair niya. Yun. Tapos, itong magaling na din, hindi ko naisip, na oo nga kamukha niya si Sephiroth.
Same vibes talaga, talaga. It's the hair.
It's really the hair. So I'm playing FF7 remake right now. Crush ko talaga si Sephiroth kahit na sobrang evil niya. Gwapo kasi. hindi ako mahilig talaga sa pretty boy. Hindi ko favorite si Cloud. Pero, yeah, Sephiroth.
Parang so, si Bobby din. Diba?
Oo eh. Unconventional, no?
Yes.
Sobrang, ano, I lean towards unconventional.
Yun talaga yung type mo.
Boys. Oo. So, medyo na-stress out ako. And mas stress out pa ako ulit. Kasi, yung basta mamaya.
maraming levels.
Mamaya ako nakikwenta. May levels yung stress ko. Pero yeah, nung nakita ko pala siya ng sound check, naisip ko, shit, I'm so dead. I'm so dead later. Hindi ko to kaya, ganun. How's the sound check for you guys?
Matching the venue, na parang dark. Tas, I mean, let's face it, a little dingy. It's not the newest. Pero parang halang talagang nag-walk in a bar in Hongdae or Yeonam.
Yeah, very grungy yung
feels
eh.
Exactly. Tapos low ceiling, tapos yung lights niya. Tapos syempre kasama niya yung band niya. Tapos para lang silang nagja-jamming. Parang jam session lang. Tambay, ganyan. So, in fairness naman, I think that's the vibes maybe that he was going for. Parang yung ano, yung part launch party niya for Love and Fall. Na diba, para it was in, ganun din. Some bar or club in Hongdae. Syempre, mas packed yun. Ito parang mas may space. Buti na lang. Pero yeah, same vibes. Kaya, I liked it. And then, super chill. Soundcheck. Mm-hmm.
So, pisa, it really felt like a soundcheck.
A legit
kasi may inayos talaga sila. Which was also funny for me kasi even prior to us going in, meron ng dry run tayo naririnig.
Mm.
So I thought naayos na talaga nila. Unlike, for example, diba yung mga ibang soundchecks na napuntahan natin, more or less pulido na.
Nagpa-perform na talaga.
Yeah, oo. More or less pulido na siya. But this time around, talagang may tininker talaga sila as regards the audio or sound mixing nung mga instruments. Which I appreciate naman din, diba? At least, ayusin nila. Yeah. So yun.
Legit, they were serious.
Yeah,
they were
so,
gonna play live.
So, kumbaga, number one, it's really live. Tapos number two, it's really a sound check. Tapos yun nga nakakatawa kasi laging niya sasabi na, save your energy, pero alam mo naman yung Pinoy crowd, diba? Of course. Sound check. Kahit ang videos
pa lang
na, nagwawala na, diba? Videos pa lang nga, nagwawala na, wala pa yung artist, diba? So, parang, it's unsurprising. Pero yun, nakakatawa lang din na may slight panic siya na save your energy guys. Huwag mo na to, no?
Tsaka nakakatawa siya nung inayos nga nung band niya yung instruments nila. So he needed to stall. Parang nagkita siya na something to say.
Parang tinanong niya tayo na kumain na daw ba tayo? In which case, sumagot tayo ng kumain na kami. Ikaw, kumain ka na ba? Yung alam mo yun. Like, ano ba to, friends?
Tapos
nag-recommend
niya.
May nag-recommend pa ng adobo.
Adobo. Na hindi niya marinig ng ayos kasi nga ang ingay ng mga tao. So, pinaspell pa niya. Hindi ko maalala kung sa concert or soundcheck na parang, yun nga, I think soundcheck nga yun, sumisigaw yung crowd. Parang kinakausap niya yung band niya. So, biglang nag-quiet yung crowd. Tapos parang siya, hindi okay lang. As in, parang nahiyas na na tumahimik yung mga tao. So, awkward talaga. So, parang, tsaka casual lang. As in, parang talagang, okay, like, some dude. Nakatawa. So, different vibes. So,
really set the tone then talaga for the entire concert. So,
exactly.
That's just nice.
Right. After the sound check, may konting break, like mga 30 to 45 minute break, diba? Meron kami mga napansin about the venue, like ang init, guys.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ang init.
Even Bobby kung parang, said.
Kung saan ba kami nakaposition. Pero yeah, because Bobby said also na mainit. So, I think in general, the air conditioning was not functioning well.
Yeah, and we don't know when it was turned on. Kasi yung vents nasa likod natin eh.
Yeah, parang ayaw feeling nga na parang tinodo, quote-unquote nila. Close to 6 p.m. na talaga.
Yes.
So, yun sila sobrang independent sound check. Galaw na galaw na rin tayo during the actual concert. Siyempre, yun nga, we barely felt it.
Yeah.
Basang-basa na ako ng pawis, opening act pa lang.
Yeah.
To be fair, at least yung seats talagang, how do you say, parang permanent seats sila. Hindi siya yung parang ina-arrange.
Hindi siya
lang.
Parang sa NFT.
There. So, kaya lang yon may mga cracked chairs. So, buti na lang, may mga empty seats naman in our area. So, parang we could adjust a bit. If it were a packed crowd, medyo mahirap. Walang nagbibenta ng food or water inside the venue. And they didn't allow outside food or water. You had to go with that. To be fair, si Tap, while we were waiting for the photo op and hi-bye, they were giving out water naman. So, yun lang.
They were listening naman.
Pero during the concert, wala talaga.
May tendency lang talaga for dehydration.
Yeah, exactly.
Oo, kasi mainit.
Ang init. Yeah. Tapos, lalo
ka sa
mudpit kayo. Tapos, yun.
So, one thing then for those who haven't gone to small concerts like the Sky Dome or NFT, kasi in NFT, bawal ka ding magpasok ng food.
Okay,
like, you can
same.
Eat outside. Meron silang stall doon. pero yeah. You cannot bring in food. So I guess it's a small concert venue rule. Kasi yeah. Idinem, even in PICC, diba, we could not go in.
Yeah.
Ganun din. Okay. Yeah.
So parang yun yata yung advantage talaga if you're holding it in, let's say, MOA Arena or...
Yes, Araneta.
Araneta.
So, correct. Mukhang may beer sa
yun
loob.
Yung advantage. Ano, meron yeah. pang naglalako sa loob, like if you're gonna, you want beer, if you want popcorn, or if you want hot correct. Dogs, or water, like meron. So,
yeah.
yun lang yun. Yung isang disadvantage, I think, kapag small yung venue.
Yeah. You could go out naman and come back in, correct?
Yeah, especially if you're going to the bathroom. Yes, kasi wala ring bathroom sa loob ng venue.
Yes, so there is that. So yon, pros and cons. But I think overall, it's a good match to the vibe that Bobby was going
intimate.
For. Yon.
Isa pa naming na experience. Si PD Nim yung nakakita nito eh. Yung mic stand ni Sir.
To add on to the production nga. Pansin ko lang yung microphone stand. We know naman talaga na Bobby has his tendency to really grapple with the mic stand and use it as parang leverage then for him when he goes hard, essentially, for the songs. Pero pansin ko, itong mic stand natin ngayon, hindi masyado madaling i-lock or whatever. So, laging ina-adjust. Tapos, when he starts leaning into it, gumagalaw ulit yung main stem. Naawa ko sa kanya. So, yun, may mga times na hahawakan niya yung mic by itself. Na feeling ko hindi yun yung gusto niyang gawin para mas prefer niya yung with the mic stand as part of his performance talaga. So I'm a fan kasi of Larkin Child. It's this like super old na Japanese rock band. But si Hyde kasi has his own styling like microphone stand. So and it's all decked out. So kung ano yung theme for that concert, I really felt that it's their own microphone stand. And then, may design yung stand niya. So, sana, may ganun na rin siya. Since it seems like his thing. Diba?
A fan gift idea.
Oh, yeah. Was there one before for Hanbin? I'm trying to remember. Basta, there's like this fancy-schmancy gift before from the Chinese fan base. I forgot if it's a mic parang stand or just mic. A mic. Baka yung mic.
Baka mic. Oh,
I think it's yung Swarovski studded, I think.
Oh, na may. Yeah. But again, if it's all decked out, then it would also deviate from the vibe that it's going for.
Very stripped out,
diba? Very basic. Let's just listen to the music ang dating talaga.
Because the fact that they didn't also allow the fan VCR, which we'll talk about later, kasi daw, it didn't match the vibe of the concert, is what I heard.
Okay.
I think that I saw Riffy on Twitter.
Okay. There's no intro video, na parang 10, 9, 8, 7, ganyan, countdown. Yung mga typical elements that you would expect from a K-pop concert, essentially.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Wala siya.
Yeah, if you think about it, parang nga siyang nag-gig sa Paddy's Point.
Yes!
Or
yes.
sa South Monkey.
Or like, the Angor, no. Katipunan,
diba?
Let's go a little more 90s, mga Club Dread moments.
Yun nga eh. Pero sana with the alcohol, kasi...
Yun lang! Bakit mo wala?
Siguro nga, of course, they might not trust the crowd so much. Pero it's a K-pop crowd kasi... Yes. So, you know, wala namang mag-body slamming. Alam mo yun, hindi naman to... Hindi naman to, like, hardcore rock band na... alcohol naman, ganyan.
diba?
As regards the production then and the general hype, yung acoustics then, I'm not sure if it's also where we're placed kasi nga sa likod tayo, gitna na VIP seated. So talagang malakas yung instruments on our end. And of course, Bobby's microphone. So throughout the concert, I don't know if this is a pro or a con, I feel mo na everyone is really either singing or doing their chants. Pero ako, like, wala ko naririnig.
True.
As in, wala ko naririnig.
Yeah.
Unlike for example, yung mga dating concerts, ang dati kong complaint is that sobrang lakas ng mga tao. Hindi ko marinig yung artist. Eto naman marinig.
Remember yung experience natin sa PICC, yung sigaw ng fans.
Yeah.
Ang sakit niya sa tenga.
Pero
ito like at the top of your lungs na, di ba?
Parang you could get the idea from how Bobby is reacting na
rinig
niya yung audience participation side of things. Pero tayo, unless for those moments na kinda mahina yung instruments, yun, rinig natin yung mga tao. Pero syempre, in general, maingay yung mga tao on the super hyped up ng mga fast-paced ones, diba? Yun talaga, wala akong naririnig, man. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, pero observation lang. on the acoustics.
Agree. Tapos, I think it might be our area kasi ang daming TikToks na fan cams na, of course, mosh pit.
Yeah.
Tapos, rinig mo talaga na nagsising along sila. So, Yeah, feeling ko mas nag-wild out tayo kung narinig natin na kumakanta yung...
Yun nga eh, kaya diba? Yun lang din.
Kasi you drown in the ano.
Yun nga, kasi there are times when I was obviously excessively yun, sigaw, whatever, singalong. Pero there are times where I felt na ako lang yung kumakanta. Uh-oh. Pero alam ko naman na hindi lang ako yung kumakanta.
Correct.
So yun, so kind of weird feeling siya. Uh-oh. Unlike in other concerts na... Pag sumigaw ako, alam ko rin na sumisigaw din yung iba, all in unison, pare-pareho. Dito, parang, I know they are, pero hindi ko naririnig. As in, ko naririnig.
Right. Yun nga, yung sa VIP area, I think, meron kasing fan cam ng Runaway. So, di ba, merong point doon, like, Bobby just smiled and smirked, and then tumigil siya kasi naririnig niya. Sa VIP re-standing, rinig na rinig yung fan chant.
At siya, kinakanta na talaga nila lahat. Kaya parang na-overwhelmed din siya na he kept saying thank you. Kasi nga, they knew the lyrics. Which, you know, we couldn't hear so much.
Yeah, we couldn't hear. Runaway lang yung rinig ko.
Yun na yung malakas.
Because it's, enough, a it's a mellower track, diba? So kind of backseat yung instrumentals. Kaya narinig natin. But otherwise, as in, wala
talaga. Yeah. So next time, Bobby, mag-Paddy's Point, 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
May 12 Monkeys pa ba, actually? I don't even know.
12 Monkeys meron.
I think buhay pa rin. Ano, or yung mga, ano ba, Route 69?
Route 169?
169? I doubted it's 69 because I'm like, what? No, yeah, Route 169. Grabe, our age is showing, guys. Yung mga...
I was gonna say, may nakita ako sa TikTok na si Nina, pag nagigig pa rin siya, somewhere in the south eh, which one nga yun? Tapos yun, parang ganda ng acoustic. Even through a camera, parang nakapanood ka na. So sana next time, dun diba?
Bobby, consult us.
Tapos may table service. I bet may sisig na sineserve
doon. Diba? Yun nga, diba? Tapos bahala ka nila kung gusto mo tumayo at mag-jumping, I was gonna say jumping jolongs, pero kulto jumping ka
dyan, diba? Correct.
Bobby, wag natin tong gawin ng summer kasi fire hazard yun. So, I mean, come here at around December, January.
Hindi mo na natin,
ano, para medyo malamig.
Performer sa beer house na yun.
Hindi ko naman, vibe niya talaga yun.
Vibe talaga niya!
I mean,
he does it in Korea. Like, nagbabar on gigs naman sila.
Exactly!
Yung launch niya ng Love and Pop. Kaya nga nice eh.
It can be done here.
Yeah. And honestly, I say that with the highest of compliments.
Yes, yes.
To your point, it was the most non-K-pop concert I've been to.
Yeah.
Tapos sobrang legit. Tapos yung band niya, legit din. Ano yun? Musicians. Ganyan. Artist.
Yeah.
Sobrang vibes. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... After the pre-concert game, the sound check, and all that jazz, we're gonna be talking about the concert itself.
Woo-hoo.
So wait lang. Na-excite na ako. Na-excite na ako. Wait lang. Oh my
gosh. It's all coming back to you now.
Basta disclaimer ko lang, we're recording very long as it is. So kailangan ba ako? Kasi marami thoughts and emotions. So yun lang. Okay lang, all for sure. Sige, go lang.
In fairness, yung opening, no? So, nakakatawa kasi, syempre after ng soundcheck, lumabas yung band, lumabas si Sir, diba? So, to prepare. And then, talagang, you will really know that you're in a Manila concert kasi kahit na sinong maglakad sa stage, sumisigaw yung mga tao. Like, production, yung banda, tapos... yung guitarist nung band niya, sobrang hype din. Kasi every time na ano, lalabas siya, parang, yeah!
Siya yung talagang pagpasok pa lang, you could tell na extrovert na siya. There was something about him talaga.
Si Kuya Guitar Free Vault.
Yes!
Super okay yung opening. Kasi the opening is not your typical video, not your typical MV. It's really a rave party. Diba? Oh, come on, give us the early 2000 vibe.
Ganyan. Yes.
Oh, my head candy. But I was waiting for the drop eh. But I guess that's too millennial of me to expect.
Yeah.
So baka di na yun yung uso sa Gen Z. Tsaka sa Gen Alpha.
Pero I was waiting.
Diba? I was waiting for the drop. We pero walang drop eh. Mm-hmm. At the back of my mind, although I guess nga, this is away from Bobby's vibe. Reversion ng mga Icon songs. Parang tipong. Kasi maraming mga songs na kinda, they tweak the arrangements mm-hmm. a bit. So yay. Why not go... For the intro, like, why not go all the way and do a rave version of thinking of, like, these songs that lends itself na pwedeng gawa ng remix version, kumbaga. As if we weren't hyped enough. Mas lalo na hype. Lalo pa siya na hype.
Correct.
It's actually your typical Icon na umpisa pa lang pagod ka na.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, actually. Hindi pwedeng tone down. Kailangan mataas na yung energy mo. And correct. I think also Bobby knew that we are going to top that kind of energy.
Yes.
In fairness, hindi nag-fail yung Manila Leg. So like
true, I think.
Chef's kiss talaga yung energy ng Manila. Yeah, so we love the intro. Yun nga lang, kaya lang sabi ko nga, hindi ko talaga maintindihan ano bang angle yung pinapakitang picture sa screen. Mm. From what I remember, yung pinapakita dun sa screen is yung spaceship niya. Kasi like understand the ship itself yung significance nun is yung logo niya, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero like hindi ko maintindihan yung kapag laging kino-close up yung may isang portion doon. So parang so anong significance nun? Like what are you trying to tell us? So yeah. So yun lang naman yung comment ko sa intro. Pero yeah, give us more rave versions of your intros for concerts.
Yeah.
Oh my god, sobrang chef's kiss sa umpisa pa lang. And then we do have the set list. So, in fairness, ang ganda nung set list niya kasi it's a mix of all his songs, like all his albums, even his solos. So, he did from Show Me the Money, he paid homage to that, and also yung current niya. So, I love it. And it's 25 songs, guys.
Yeah.
Ah, diba?
Tapos simula pa lang, nakapagod na agad. I mean, yeah, very typical.
Very typical, diba? Hindi pwedeng tone down. Kailangan hype up ka agad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, what are your favorites from the setlist?
Ako, oh my gosh. As in, I wasn't expecting na marami siyang i-perform from the Love and Fall album based on the previous setlists. So, ready na ako. Pero grabe, he had like 5, tama ba? There was Runaway, Lean On Me, Alien, Fireworks Swim, and 10 Day.
10 Day.
So, 6 bala. So, parang, oh my gosh. And then, akala ko, he would replace it lang, diba? So, he would keep the like, yun nga. Kasi yung Runaway and Lean On Me, magkasunod na talaga siya in the set list. I didn't expect na yung Alien he would sing. So, akala ko, trade niya yung something else.
Yep.
But yeah, he played them all. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect. So, I was so happy. So, yun pa lang yun. Kumuta na naman ako dun. Lalo na yung Alien talaga. Kasi nga, it wasn't in the setlist before. Although, he performed it in one of the legs. But not for everyone. So,
yeah. I remember him performing 10 din nung 11-11. Tama ba?
Yes. Yun ang solo niya.
And then, nung last year, it was Heartbroken Playboy. And Devil?
Or yes. And Devil.
Or You Mad? Which one was it?
Devil.
So Devil and Heartbroken Playboy. Mm. Was it just 10 day? It was just 10 day kasi may double B na nung 11-11 eh. Tama no?
Nag-anthem sila.
Other than that, wala na yung solo
so Osaka ba? Nag 10 day.
I'm trying to remember nga eh.
Or even the
Singapore concert that we went to.
Singapore, he did na go.
Oh, go.
And YGGR. Kasi
during that time, wala pa siyang solo album.
Wala
pa. Okay.
It's only the Show Me the Money.
Yeah, oh my God. So, oh my God, like thinking about that, diba? So, ibig sabihin, talagang marami ditong mga songs from the older albums na talagang not even older albums, like all his albums. Majority talaga, never natin narinig ng live.
Yes.
Grabe yung 10 day, just want to say, kasi nagulat na ako when Alien was there kasi we were subscribed to this certain Spotify playlist and those particular songs weren't there. So, Alien was a surprise for us. And then, after no Alien, I'm like, what are the chances that he'll play Tende? Kasi it's not also in the Spotify playlist that we were subscribing to. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we heard it na before and, you know, there's Runaway na. Alam mo yun? Kumbaga, okay, baka nga hindi na siya mag-Tende. Kaya grabe, feeling ko sobrang nagulat yung mga public sa likod ko. Kasi sobrang nagwala talaga ako nung in-announce yung Tende. As in talagang sumigaw talaga na I was not prepared. Blah, blah, blah. Kasi grabe yung talagang adrenaline ko. And you know naman guys, I really flipped the switch talaga in concerts in general. So yung mga itong mga pleasant surprise, sobrang nagwawala talaga ako. So, sobrang nagwala ako with Tende.
Nice din na different yung vibe niya dun sa version niya in 11-11. So, I remember, we mentioned it din na, gabi, feel na feel na yun yung sa 11-11. Tapos, he was walking around the stage talaga. Tapos, parang, basta he was singing with his whole body. So, this time around, I think umupo siya, di ba? Parang he has its stool eh.
Yeah.
Pero, syempre, nandun pa rin yung emotion. Pero, yun nga, para siyang mas unplugged, I guess. So, mas stripped down. So, iba din yung vibes. But yeah, same feelings. Nice surprise.
For me, in general, yung observation ko, yun nga, they tweaked a bit yung mga arrangements, especially for Heartbroken Playboy. I'm like, Heartbroken Playboy, mo ba? O parang may mga ganun pa.
So, umpisa, no?
So, appreciated them also changing it up. Mix ako in terms of, kasi si Bobby talaga in general, marami siya ad-libs or iniba rin yung right. pitch. Or yung, sorry, not the pitch, but iniba yun yung key madalas ng songs niya. So sometimes I was torn between preferring to hear the original version and then also hearing, you know, how he navigates then the key change and, you know, all of this ad-lib throwaways, kumbaga, to those songs. Pero testament to Bobby as an artist. Super love ko, diba, yung, ano, yung Lucky Man album niya. So, it's also represented naman in this playlist. Of course, my favorite song, Your Soul, Your Body. Of course, hindi niya pa-performing
naman. Okay.
So, my second one naman is In the Dark. So, I like that it was played there. Pero yun nga, I guess dahil nga live band, and then you have the DJs pa. So, syempre, iba yung the way they rendered In the Dark. Kasi, you would know from compared to the original one, yun nga, maraming mga synths, may mga synthesizers, ganyan.
Yes.
So, I know that they can't do it. Uh-oh. I'm not sure din kung nag-mature yung voice ni Bobby or pagod na rin siya. So, may mga times din talaga in terms of the notes, mga high notes especially, na hindi na niya hinihit. So, I don't know then what's the story behind that. Pero it's not as jarring naman na parang bakit di na-hit, diba? So, iba yung rendition niya for most of his songs compared to the recorded version. So for me, highlight Tende, Runaway was so good, nagwawala ako. And then, In the Dark. Tsaka, yun, in fairness, yung mga hype up moments talaga, I think yung standout ko, I think it was YGGR. Kasi from our perspective, grabe yung combats. As in, kailan natakot ako for a while. As in, natakot ako for a while.
Like, that's the culto moment.
Naging culto na naman.
parang the harmony of the lights.
Yes.
And yung kampas ng combat, sabay yung pagtalon ng standing. Parang that whole combination was so synchronized na parang na, paisip ako, wait lang. Ano, mag-implode talaga siya. Which was great.
Ako naman, the only mob song that's in the concert is Hold Up. Tapos, ang ganda pa nung, napansin ko yun na parang ang ganda nung umpisa because it was the band who's playing first.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, if you do not know the song, you would actually try to guess na parang, ano tong song na to? Ganyan, diba? So, dahil mob siya, tapos I also fangirl during the mob era. So, super love it that he got to sing that song like live. I think first time ko yatang narinig yun live.
I think so.
Yeah, for us,
As in ever. First
he usually sings it pag festivals, if I'm not mistaken. Yang si Hold Up, si Go YGR. Usually sa mga festivals sa Korea.
Gusto ko rin i-mention na Cherry Blossom. So sabi ko nga, diba, in this podcast, like, ako talaga yung market ng Cherry Blossom.
Oo nga. kasi drowning kami ni Dane eh.
Yes.
Which I would have loved then to hear. Pero kasi obviously, there's a featuring kasi doon eh. So, alam mo yun. Well, kami na kakanta. It's English, right?
Yung there are,
part ni girl?
There are
may Korean
of
din.
Soul. Of soul in English.
Okay, may Hangul din.
Tapos, And then, gusto ko yung fact na iba yung arrangement ng Cherry Blossom. Because normally, like, it's the sort of a feel-good song. Pero ito, like, this is the band version. So, nakaka-excite siya.
Yeah.
Tapos, I guess another favorite would be Runaway. Talaga.
Yes! Grabe talaga. Oh,
like, naalala ko yung, I think hindi na ina-expect like the fans would sing along with him.
Yeah! Correct! Which is very interesting because it's one of the more popular ones.
Yeah!
I'm also, oh my God, kinikilabutan ako, guys. And not just because it's of the airbag.
To me na.
Oh, kasi like, na-overwhelm ako with
parang si Bobby. Na-overwhelmed.
Oh, na-overwhelmed din siya. Yeah, I was surprised that he was surprised.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's one of the more recognizable ones. Like, for example, kung sinundan natin siya sa Korean parts ng YGGR, yun talaga, very parang surprising, yeah, oh, diba? Alam mo yun? Uh-oh. Pero, yun nga. I guess siguro inisip niya kasi it's a pretty old song, I guess. Kaya, I guess so. Hindi niya inisip.
Or parang again? Hindi niya siguro madalas kinakanta. Like, even in Icon concerts. So, when he has his solo station, Icon concerts, well, hindi yun yung choice niya, diba? Pero okay din. Like,
super okay!
Super okay! Oh, I love it! Oh my God!
Diba? Going back to the previous episodes that we had, na lalo na nung Icon last August 2023, diba we always say na super gandang pakinggan ng Icon with a band?
Yes.
Nakabanda din sila nun, diba?
Yes.
So, I mean, like, nakakatuwa. Nakakatuwa siya. Like, ngayon pag naaalala ko siya, parang it's such a core memory for me.
Na sobra. Tsaka yung reaction talaga siya, ni... Tas,
Bumiti siya. Tapos parang na-amaze siya that we are singing Runaway. Yeah.
As in yung every chorus, mapapa-lean back siya tapos nagka-clap siya ng hands niya. Like a seal. Kasi sobrang na-excite siya. Tapos at some point, nag-mouth siya ng thank you. Uh-oh. While the crowd was singing.
Parang thank you so much
pa. Yeah, I expect. Thank you so much.
I think siguro to my point earlier na pa yung hindi na niya hinihit masyado yung high notes. For Runaway, I would have appreciated if he went through the recorded version with the high notes and everything. Kasi super love ko how he rendered it during that time. Right. Parang ang ganda talaga. I mean, you appreciate his singing voice. Essentially, it's a showcase of his singing voice apart from his rapping voice, kumbaga.
Part of me thinks nga na kaya siya kumanta ng mas maraming Love and Fall song was yung reaction niya dun sa Runaway. Of course, I don't know if he really changes the setlist on the fly. Pero in my Delulu mind...
Oo nga, no, kasi it's after... Alien is after the Mente. Baka sinabi niya during the Mente. Let's change it up. More Love and Fall.
Diba pa? Yeah. Oh, you guys love it? Wait lang.
Alam na mga tao to.
Let me pull up my other setlist.
mga YG era songs.
Pero like in general naman kasi talaga, like how he chose the songs and the amount of songs coming from Love and Fall, coming from Sir Robert, and of course yung Lucky mga Man. Solos niya even before Lucky Man, di ba? I mean, ang galing nung pagkakamix niya. Like, it catered to different sirs, yung mga Bobbics, diba? It catered to the level of fangirling and fanboying of different Bobbics. Like, if you have been there during the YGGR and Go, like, you would have totally appreciated it, diba? Na naririnig mo yung ganong songs niya. So, wala lang. Bobby, ang galing mo. Ba't ganon?
Ang ganda rin nung pasok nga nung Go. Kasi, diba, parang may break in the middle. Tama ba? Parang nag-lights out before mag-go.
Parang there was some long intro then before nag-start yung actual
part. May mga solos yung, tama ba? Yung band. So parang by the time mag-go, parang okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to go crazy. And it's like a really great song to go crazy.
Yeah.
And not to mention Heartbroken Playboy.
Oh yeah,
the party song, grabe, diba?
In again that long na intro na you're not sure if it's Heartbroken Playboy. And then and he did it twice.
Yes.
Diba?
Actually, yun nga yung question ko kasi parang pinamote ba niya yung Heartbroken Playboy or...
Hindi.
But it really plays like a single. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Even in their concert nung August, diba?
Wait lang. Kasi diba, kaya nag-perform ng Heartbroken Playboy si Bobby last year. Si Jin. Si Jinan. So it's really wasn't intended to be a solo Bobby feature during an Icon concert. Mm-hmm. So baka nga nakita nila na hey,
may potential.
Meron, siya, may potential.
Yeah, oh. It works well in concerts.
Yeah. And then true enough, there you go.
Yeah.
Mm, diba? It will be forever the one of the best songs na ilagay sa dulo.
Yeah.
Pag solo concerts niya. Kasi talagang grabe yung hype. As in, yeah. Oh my God, hindi ko na nga maalala kung ano ba, tumatalon ba ako. Pero like, I mean, basta naaalala ko kung ano yung ginagawa niya, but I cannot even remember what I was doing while he was singing it. Ganong level. So, yeah.
Very Icon talaga na sometimes it's hard to tell kung ano yung promoted single sa B-side or part of the album.
True.
Well, they're all nice talaga. Yeah, You Mad right. was fun din.
Yeah,
on my memory.
Or even F as an opening song was so good then, kasi it's from his latest album. Talagang tone setter siya.
Mm.
So ako ngayon parang paulit-ulit pa rin yung face. Was it paulit-ulit pa rin?
Yeah.
Yeah, ayun. Kahit na admittedly hindi ko pa masyado talaga fully na
same.
Nadadigest yung recent album niya. Pero mm-hmm. maganda rin siyang tone setter. And you know, of course, the basic reason for this tour is really to promote the current album,
yes.
Diba? So there's really a justification behind having F as your opening song and
yeah.
a couple of tracks from
the latest
album.
Yes.
In there.
Yeah.
So well represented lahat. In fairness, he really took into consideration talaga the commercial promotional opportunity apart
yes.
from, of course, what the fans would
service.
Also like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, typical Icon na hindi ka pwedeng mamili ng best songs.
Yeah!
Kasi even the B-sides are so good.
Yeah.
Like, paano ba to? Paano ba tayo magkaka-concert ng buong discography kakatayin?
Kasi even yung mga gusto nating songs from Lucky Man, as in, nandun yung nakasprinkle din. Yung nandun yung Let It Go, nandun yung Gorgeous. Break It Down. So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Raining na lang yung kulang.
I know! Wait, excuse me. Kailangan may
huwag natin i-push yung raining kung hindi nyo ka... Wait, huwag natin i-push yung raining kung hindi nyo ka bibilang Your Soul, Your Body. Excuse me.
Oo nga. We demand. And your
or sing them instead diba? Of the other one. No. Their other my favorite. So, favorite.
Give us Your Soul, Your Body, or Surf. And then Raining.
Oh my gosh,
and then
yes.
the other song, the Freddie yeah. Aguilar song nila ni Julie. Ditch it. Ditch nyo na yun. Ayan. So,
ako there. Din, so last that's... pala, special shout-out dun sa swim. Ang fun din nun!
Oh, ang fun
din! All the gestures he was doing, kasi even the band.
Tapos magkasunod pa yung swim, saka yung firework.
Oh my God. Yung firework din. Oh my God.
Ang fun niya, so kasi cute. Parang siyang, ano, nostalgia trip slash, parang siyang reunion with the songs he loved. Alam mo yun?
Yeah!
There's that song.
Tapos diba parang yung Love and Fall, very summer. At tapos parang very boyfriend pa si Bobby. Tapos kaya may asawa na siya. So parang talaga siyang harks back to an old summer love.
My gosh. Ang hirap talaga. Like, oh my gosh, I swear, nagkakaroon ako ng half a second na wala akong heartbeat just by thinking about it. You know what I mean? Like, yung stress level ko talaga. Oh my God. Ano nga yung song na ang tagal na nakatakip yung mukha niya?
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's Break It Down. Yes.
Nakita ko yung fan cam eh. Nakita ko yung
fan cam.
Yes. So, yeah. What was our speculation?
No, kasi, yun, napansin ko lang, during that moment when he was performing Break It Down, tinakpan niya yung eyes niya.
Mm-mm.
Pero initially, I was thinking like, baka part of his performance or it's an exaggerated closing of eyes para pakinggan niya yung fans. But I just realized that it was like uncomfortably long. So, yun. So, like, I tapped Dane and I'm like, is he crying? Parang ganon.
Yeah.
So, yun lang. So, in my Delulu mind, I think he... If not really crying, but at least baka nag-tear up siya or something. Because this was also after the fan service about the military.
Serve well.
Yeah, you serve well when he saw the part.
For you, yeah.
When he placed down his hands, parang nag-turn back siya kagad. Like, kumarap siya sa band. Again, in my Delulu mind, may tetago siya, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he resumed singing, ang baba ng boses niya.
Mm-mm,
so I'm not sure kung because he was choked up or I don't know. We have to watch the Break It Down footage sa Bangkok leg Gusto ko gusto ko i-compare yung bosses niya.
True.
During those times. Kasi ang weirdly mababa yung bosses niya during that time. As in, he's even barely singing na nga eh. Yeah. Yung mga lines after that. So, I'm not sure kung dahil nga pre-prevent niya mag-break yung bosses niya. Alam mo yon? He's barely singing it na. Mm. And then, nung natapos yung song, nag-face ulit siya backwards. So, parang he gestured talaga like, to cut the
to
lights.
To cut the lights, yeah.
So, in my Delulu mind again for the end time.
I love na yung disclaimer na. In my Delulu mind.
Na kind of deprived din niya of us of that moment. So, sana umiyak na rin siya. Anyway, I really feel na...
At he least felt parang, the feels there. Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Parang I think he got a bit emotional during that time.
Such a weird song to be emotional about.
Yeah, yun din.
Yun din. Weird ngayon.
Baka nga, kasi it's like maybe 75% in. Of, yeah. In terms of the set list, siguro ina-analyze na niya yung experience so far. Baka yun, baka may mga ganun na siyang internalization. Kaya siguro got a bit emotional. Pero sana pinakita, I'll go to English. Parang, Bobby, I hope you showed that though.
Feel all the feel.
Yeah, that vulnerability to us, especially since we'll be seeing you for quite a while.
Baka it's his equivalent of in like bigger Icon concerts, diba? He really looks at the crowd, tapos parang tries to take it all in.
Yes.
So maybe that's his version when it's an intimate venue.
All of this was entirely for him. Like, exactly. Specifically, diba? Correct. So imagine what we mentioned earlier about the surprise for Southeast Asia stop, ganyan, tapos yung reception, and the fan projects. So feeling ko, yun, he took it all in. Yeah.
Yes.
Ako ang akin lang, like, Bobby, give us the opportunity to chant Uljima. Diba? Or Gwen Chana.
Oh, yeah, kaya na. Diba?
Iba yung pina-chant niya sa atin eh. What was that word?
Jijuta.
Chichita.
Jujita.
Chijuta.
Jujita. O maya, ibang word na pala yun. Baka meron na yung sinabi ko.
So yeah. Napansin niyo ba yung cherry blossom confetti? Sorry, pero I really have to say this. Hindi ko siya napansin from the VIP seated area.
Yeah,
like, I knew that there was confettis from the machine, pero hindi ko napansin. Yeah. Pero apparently, if you are part of the VIP standing, super halata siya. Like, kitang-kita siya from the fan cams ng VIP standing.
That's nice.
Yeah. Ako, nalaman ko lang din na sa special confetti nung I think we were waiting for our turn for the photo op or the high-bye. Kasi parang may isang fan na went out of the line to pick one up. So, doon ko napansin yung puppet. Parang, ay, nga, no, kakaiba yung cut niya.
Yeah.
So, doon ko lang na-realize na, okay, so special confetti nga talaga.
Shoutouts to the fandom. Especially kay Kim G1PH. So apparently, like, umatanda ko nung isang ano nila, spaces in Twitter. And they were saying na masakit na siya sa kamay kasi ang ginagamit lang nila, like, yung mga cutesy na puncher.
Oh, wow!
Tapos,
dami nun!
Like, they have to produce 6 to 8 kilos of confettis.
Oh my gosh!
Like, oh my gosh, like, who does that? Only dedicated fans would actually do it.
Effort.
Diba? So,
well done.
So super grabe yung effort nila for that fan project. And of course, the banner.
Yes!
The hand banner and the 3 banners from the areas of the gold left, gold right, silver left, silver right, tsaka yung VIPs.
So one
na hindi nakikita ni Bobby, by the way, because he has so bad eyesight.
Oh, is it his eyesight? Halo ko, it was the lighting of... No, but
I thought it was the lighting nga din. Yeah.
But so hindi, one said, parang, serve well.
Meron din kasi siyang sinabi na, nung umpisa, I think during soundcheck, merong fan that is showing him like a message from the VIP standing area.
Oh.
Tapos sabi niya, I can't read what you are trying to tell me because my eyesight is so bad, but thank you for
kaya
coming.
Pala.
Yun yung
kaya pala. Yung tarp din na fan project in our area, yun nga, hindi rin niya. Hindi niya na-acknowledge masyado. Kasi nga, we thought it was the lights, but I guess yun nga, because of his eyesight din. Kaya.
Tapos it was in English and, well, walang Korean, so I don't know if the band could read. Or baka hindi din lang makita nga. Maybe I have poor accent.
Yeah, pwede.
So it said, we will wait for you in our section.
Woo! Yes!
What's the one on our left?
Wala siya sa line of sight
vantage
ko.
Vantage point natin, no?
And nakita ko siya sa stan Twitter, pero I forgot kung ano yung nakasulat. Pero yung napansin niya is serve well, diba?
Yeah. Which was really nice kasi. Yeah. Tapos so nag-salute siya. Tapos yung drummer niya played like an
Yeah, the march.
Yeah.
The
marching. Uh-oh. Yeah. So it was cute.
Aminin natin, natouch siya doon.
Diba? I'm sure.
And then, of course, there are the mints. Oh my gosh, yung mga mints niya.
Comedy
What's
din.
Our favorite mint?
Well, ang funny nung, para talagang casual lang siya. Sobrang funny nung bringing up niya yung ano, Wonderland last year. Because the way he brought that, I mean, he didn't say it my name, pero parang the way he brought it up na parang, oh my gosh, I felt really bad about last year. I was gonna go, but something came up. Yeah. Anong friend mo talaga na hindi na kasi put sa birthday party mo. Alam mo yun? And he was just, it was so funny. And well, there was a reason pala why he brought that up. Kasi towards the end of the concert, he wore a jacket with a Philippine flag. And it turns out Woo-hoo! That was a gift for him for Wonderland.
Yeah.
So that's why he said, parang, I've had this for a year. Ganyan. So yeah, may connect pala. So may storytelling pa din. So I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sa mga ments niya, pag nakakita siya ng fanboy, love you, bro.
Oh, yeah!
Thank you, bro. Gosh, the fanboys are really
living their best life.
Parang equivalent siya to babies, for example, pag mga ano... lines yeah. for like the royals or something. Or like mga artista. Like yeah. para silang ano, babies. They'll get some extra fan service. Yes. Kaya, ayun. Ang fun din yung sa Met ngayon. In fairness to the Filipino iconics talaga, never fails for like those types of things, the prompts and everything. So, palit work. So, dapat work tuloy siya na parang yeah. side twerk na ano, in fairness, hindi ko kaya yon. Yung nakatayo na ano, o diba?
Flexible daw siya.
What was he having the band do nga? Pinapa-perform niya para isigaw natin yung word to them. Tama ba? Was that part? Tapos the crowd, after niya gawin for the entire band.
Ah, tapos siya rin.
Oo, siya rin. Tapos nagtawa yung face niya, bakit ako? E, concert ko na to.
Oh, tama.
Nagpabudol naman siya eh.
Yun nga.
Naalala ko nga yun.
So, parang natawa din siya.
Oo. Inintroduce yung band niya. Tapos, at the end. Oh, Bobby din. Para may showcase. May moment yeah. din siya. Eh, yung buong concert moment niya. Yun.
Yeah. Tapos, yung bandmates naman niya, the sense din na niloloko nga si Bobby. So, parang, I think may drum beat din. So, parang, ginatungan din nila. So, parang...
At saka, ano, prior to that, ang ginawa niya, nag-Michael Jackson dance moves.
Oh, yun. Kasi, yeah.
Oo. Tapos tayo naman, pinatulan natin siya, di ba? Tapos pinatulan din siya nung banda niya. So, ano ba? Yeah.
As the Pinoys in Twitter say, dinog show na naman. Oh, yeah. Artist.
Or circus performer.
Lagi talagang may audience participation. Sobrang fun.
Yeah. Only in the Philippines.
It is so easy to execute them from a fan standpoint kasi nga maliit yung venue. And,
yes.
You know, so you can really make it concentrated like in terms of the instructions. Alam mo. But if it's like Araneta, baka one section lang yan pero it fizzle out. Alam mo yun? Yeah. So it worked well, I guess.
We're also talking about the band and the DJ. Yeah. And in-expect nyo ba na si The Proof yun? Kasi parang ako,
in my head
that it was The Proof.
In my head, para silang sina Illionaire.
Oh, or, yeah.
Diba?
Oh.
Parang age range, why?
Yes.
But I didn't expect na, yeah. Parang,
as in, June vibe sila.
Yes.
DJ version. How do they look like? Parang sa June vibe na DJ. Talaga mo yung turntable sa harap nila and all of that.
Yeah.
Yung naging, I was thinking like more like those producers.
Yes. Na,
ano, consistent then with the vibe and everything.
Yes.
That's fun then that they were able to join, diba?
Oo. Tapos parang si Bobby, alam niya na like medyo good looking kasi yung The Proof, diba? So, medyo pinipimp din niya to the crowd. So, nakakatawan. Na parang, oh, I know you think they're good looking, ganyan. So, nakakatawa. I love interactions like that.
Yeah.
Kaya okay lang ako na habang nagbibihis si Kuya for his encore. Okay lang ako. Like, I like the view. Okay? Okay lang ako dito. I'm very well taken care of. Ganyan.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, though, mas focus yung lighting then to them. I mean, apart from Bobby, of course. Kasi parang may mga times na kind of na in the background sila. Eh, pero they supply kasi a lot of the backing vocals kasi, diba, to Bobby's song. So, may mga times, again, I'm not sure if it's also a consequence of the acoustics. Yung parang tipo, alam kong kinakanta nila, pero kind of diminished siya. So, for example, for In the Dark, maraming backing vocals yun eh, na alam ko kinakanta nila, pero hindi ko masyado ma-feel yung entirety of it. So, I don't know why. I guess it's the acoustics. Mas litaw sana. Parang mas ma-appreciate ko din yung songs that I'm hearing live for the first time.
Tapos the band, Freevolt, na we were arguing ni PD Nim kung Freevolt? Freevolt?
Freevolt? Libreng baka.
Libreng boto. Di pala.
Di pala. Si D naman, libreng boto.
Boto.
Libreng boto. Hindi, ano. Libreng,
Freevolt kasi.
Libreng kuryente. Ano
libreng kuryente.
Libreng kuryente para buksan pa nila lalo yung aircon.
They were so good. Yeah, so alam mo yung legit musicians talaga. The keyboardist, pianist, parang he was wearing a Metallica shirt. Pero nung in-introduce siya, medyo may classical din siya na pili. Tapos, of course, I forget his name, but the guitarist. Para siyang boy genius. Yung mga kid genius with the guitar. Tapos yung energy niya, very extrovert, talented. Parang yung mga kids na mag-Juilliard, gano'n. Pero parang nag-decide na, no, I'm gonna be part of a rock band instead. Pero yung talent niya, exage. So yun, and then the bassist is pretty cool also, like legit din. And the drummer. And yung chemistry nila with Bobby. Yun talaga, they mesh well together. And they match Bobby's vibe. So, I liked it.
Yeah,
they're not the band from with Icon, diba? Different.
No,
I don't
diba?
Think so.
Parang hindi. Yun yung una kong tinignan nung nag-iintay tayo for the main concert. So after the sound check, I was trying to check if it was the same band that they brought during last year's concert. But apparently, yung ibang banda siya. So, ang galing din nila, like, how they supported Bobby in terms of, like, the way that he tried bending his songs. Bending is not the right word here, pero, like, how he broke his songs and make it into, like, a live band experience.
The arrangement.
Yeah. It's a chef's kiss. Hindi ko alam kung parang maganda ba talagang pakinggan si Icon ng live band kapag concert. Kasi we always say that ever since na-experience natin yung online concert and then we experienced the live concert in Manila last August 2023 and then now we do have Bobby solo concert. Ang ganda talaga ng Icon tsaka ng solos kapag live band kaysa yung MR lang.
That's where you can really tell groups that are involved in their music and in parang the arrangements tsaka they are, how do you say, musically educated talaga. Yung pag-transfer ng mga recording nila to live arrangements, maganda talaga. And yeah, I definitely could tell that from Bobby also. Tapos to add to the more grunge vibes, while you guys were lining up for the photo session, so nandun ako for the high and bye. So, as in, yung guitarist tsaka yung bassist, nandun sila cleaning up, I mean, packing up their stuff.
Yeah.
So sila mismo yung nagpa-pack up. So parang, wow, parang talagang ano.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Parang
love
siya,
casual band.
Oh, tsaka parang siyang, alam mo yung early stages talaga of a young band.
Yes!
Just trying to put its name out there.
Exactly.
Tapos wala sila masyadong resources.
And then playing felt, all the gigs, living in a van.
It felt that way. Pero technically, hindi naman talaga.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Parang very grassroots, ganyan.
Yes, yes. So, agree.
Yeah.
Oo nga, no. Hindi ko naisip yun. Yung sila din yung nagliligpit nung
instruments
nila.
Nagulat ako.
Oo nga. It's actually really part of the package, I guess. So, yeah. And then, throughout the concert, para lang alam ninyo, literally, konti na lang, sumasayaw na kaming, actually, hindi nga konti, sumasayaw na po kami. Kung saan kami nakaupo. In fairness, maluwag kasi yung platform natin compared to the incline of NFT, yung incline ng Areneta, and even MOA Arena. Maluwag talaga yung pathway within the seats of the VIP seats.
Yes, actually.
And assuming ganun din yung nandun sa gold tsaka sa silver. So, may legroom ka talaga para magwala ka dun, diba?
Yeah.
So, at saka yun, hindi full yung VIP seated. So, yes. Parang we were comfortably spread out kami in a bit.
Yeah.
Mukha talaga yung puno yung VIP seated. Kasi nga, yung the ticket holders in that area, we were all like spread out talaga and really,
yeah.
Yun na, vibing talaga. Especially for the upbeat parts. I'm not sure nga yung terms of yung flooring. Kasi I didn't feel na very bleacher siya. Kasi it's very stable.
Yes. Parang cement siya.
Oh, parang cement siya.
Concrete talaga.
Parang mas stable pa nga siya compared sa lower box ng Araneta. Kasi sa lower box ng Araneta, diba, yung
natatanggal
ba yun? Tayo, diba? Parang it's a bit hollow.
Yes, yes.
Ito, parang, yun nga, parang cement
ito
siya.
Ito concrete.
Oh, kasi talaga, walang hesitation with the jumping. And I appreciated that then. Kasi, hindi ka masyado concerned about your safety.
Yeah. Just, hindi nanginginig yung floor.
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Pero yun na, syempre, sumakit yung ankles ko kasi hindi masyado, wala masyadong bounce yung impact.
walang cushion.
Walang buffer ano.
Mga tita problems natin.
Oh, mga tita problems natin. Okay lang mag-compress after.
So all in all, I think the concert experience is really good.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Super ROI for the pricing. Mm. I mean, it really felt like a full concert.
Yes.
Not just him, very justifiable yung setlist selection.
Mm.
So all in all, worth it talaga.
Yeah.
Tsaka yun nga, I remember when we were deciding kung saang tier tayo magsistay. Kasi I remember we also considered seating sa gold area. Mm. Pero, kasi dun din nag-concert ang Epic High, like I think 2015. So, since malapit siya sa bahay ko, alam ko kung gaano kaliit yung venue. So, alam ko din na sobrang sulit nung price tier of VIP seated with yung proximity niya sa stage. So, okay lang ako na nag-VIP seated tayo.
ako din.
Sobrang kitang-kita ko siya, like, friends.
Tsaka hindi obstructed yung view natin.
Yun din.
Right. Oo. So, okay na rin yon. Good call din for TAP na hindi nila pinalitan yung venue despite the clamor. Kasi okay na okay yung intimacy nung venue.
I don't think we'll get that type din talaga, for example, in NFT.
Yes.
So, kind of weird nga siyang.
Sa PICC din, hindi pwede.
Parang kung dumagdag yung grunginess nung Skydome by itself.
Honestly.
Right.
Honestly.
Parang nag-add siya to the appeal. Sorry, we forgot to mention nga yung went down pa.
Oh, yeah.
So,
of course, nambasa pa rin siya.
Kinuha niya kasi yung mga water bottles pati nung band. So, parang sort of nagpaalam siya. Ano na, huwag ka na uminom ha. Kasi, mababas-bas na ako dito. Ganyan. Yung holy water ko niya. Mamaya ka na uminom.
Tapos, before he went down, actually, parang kinu-cue niya or may sinisignal siya to the proof eh. I don't know, gusto niya samahan siya or what? Or,
pwede. I just remember na yung isang guy went to the other side.
Diba?
So I guess nga baka merong coordination, choreo, whatever silang plan nung gawin.
Fun. Si sir. Grabe. As in, oh my gosh, eto na naman. Nangingiti na naman ako pag na.
Alam niyo yung climax ng episode na to is yung itong kakasasabi namin. But no, ito yung climax.
But wait, there's more.
Which is our post-concert discussion. So, that's where the hardcore highlights are. So, net-net, in terms of the fan benefits kasi, the VIPs, everyone gets a guaranteed high buy session.
Yes.
Pero si photo op is raffled off per 400 slots. So, that's, to be honest, like almost everyone na rin.
There were more
among
na
VIP.
May photo op than high buy lang.
Oo, parang naalala ko nga nun yung Korean counterpart nila, diba? Sinasabi nga sa atin na, yung mga merong blue na tag, you have to go out of the barricade, ganyan. Tapos nagugulat siya na, bakit
wala nang natira?
Blue? Hindi, parang bakit meron pa rin blue sa loob? I already told you that you have to go out. Tapos doon niya lang na-realize na, oh my gosh, konti lang yung hindi nanalo ng photo op.
Siguro nga dahil hindi sold out yung VIP. So, alam mo yun?
Yes.
Kasi siguro kung sold out yung VIP, yung handlers niya. So, the handler said 400 slots.
Yes.
Pero yun nga, since the base is also small, kasi hindi siya sold out. So, all the more na nagmukhang napakalaki nga ng ratio ng mga nanalo versus those who didn't. Kaya,
yun. Correct. So, how was it?
Among us three, dalawa yung nanalo for the photo op. So obviously, yung isa definitely for Pal because she's a Bobby. Yeah. Tapos since solved na daw si Dane from the pre-concert sighting of Atom. So ako na lang. So yon. I'll leave the rest of it to Pal. In fairness yun din, it all turned out well din na ako yung kasama ni Pal. So.
To preface, kasi interesting yung setup now kasi sa stage. Yung photo op.
Yes,
so, kami
yes.
Yung mga hindi nanalo, we could see what was happening.
What was happening.
So, we have different vantage points of Pau's experience. YN experience.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, just by thinking about it, ito na naman talaga. Nagsasmirk na naman ako ng biglaan ng walang dahilan. So, I was so out of it. So, we went down kasi yung command nga nung Korean production is you have to be in the barricade. And then, worried pa kami ni PD Nim, no, na parang, oh my gosh, ano ba to? Inuuna nila talaga lahat ng VIP standing or hindi man lang like mix of VIP seated and standing. So, we had to wait for our turn. Almost dulo na kami nung photo op. Tapos, feeling ko nag-panic na ako nung... nag-panic na ako nung lumabas na siya. Kasi yun na yun, nag-sink in na, oh my gosh, mag-photo up ako, solo si Bobby. And then I remember, PD Nim was telling me, ano ka ba? Praktisado na tayo, kaya mo na yan. Na parang ako, I know. Tapos pinipilit ko yun, i-process sa mind ko na, kaya to, kaya, ganun. Pero my God, I was so out of it. Literally, na I remember PD Nemos, para siyang safeguard, konsensya, may bumubulong sa tenga.
Voice of reason.
Parang just reminding her to also be in the moment to guide her actions.
Take it all in.
Parang she's going off na to her land eh. But at the same time, ako yung nag-rein her in.
Out
na parang,
of body.
Nag-out of body na siya. Pero ako parang tipong, be present, pal. Be present. Kumbaga, yun yung Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Tsaka na-prove ko talaga, oh my gosh, I'm really whipped for Bobby. Kasi, wow. Sa dami ng experiences ko ng mga close encounters, may instances ako na, okay, I can grab hold of the emotions and save it for later. Ito talaga, like, nag-out of body experience talaga ako. Like, hindi ko maintindihan. Na hindi na coherent. Basta, tapos, I remember PD Nim was actually trying to pull my bag. Kasi, so, yeah. The photo op is by 10, right? So, yes. 5 on right side and 5 on the other side.
Mm.
Okay. So, syempre, the ultimate goal is dapat katabi ko si Bobby. That's the prize, diba? That's the ultimate goal.
Para pwede mo i-crop.
Correct, diba? Actually, lalo akong kinabahan nung hinarangan na tayo.
Yeah.
Hindi pa tayo umakit ng stage, eh.
Malapit.
So, kinakabahan na ako nun na parang, shocks, bakit sa akin kinot?
Yeah.
Tapos nun na nag-start na mag-voice of reason si PD Nim na parang,
Nagsa-safeguard mode na ako.
Oo.
When they were sectioning off the people na, it's in groups of 5, as Pao said, 5 from one side, 5 from another side. Mm. So, nung kinot si Pao, doon ko na na-realize na, okay, so it's either Pao would be at the far end as number 1, or... Doon siya right next to Bobby as number 6.
Correct.
So, kasi dami feel ko na talaga na nag-out of body na si Pao as we're approaching the stage.
Hindi na siya strategize.
Yeah, wala na talaga strategy. So, ako parang sasabihan ko na siya na parang, okay, Pao, get ready kasi it's either you're 1 or you're 6. So, obviously, we want the 6, di ba?
Yeah.
So, Pao mentioned na hinahatak ko yung bag niya. It's because, yun nga, hindi na siya masyadong nagpo-process. So, gumagalaw lang yung katawan niya. And I'm like, she's disrupting the line at baka hindi siya maging 6 all of a sudden. So, I had to rein her bag in. Take note, we're already at the stage na ha, but on the side, we're waiting for our turn. And all of a sudden, she moved talaga and I was panicking. So, hinata ko yung bag na for her to not move and preserve her place. So, I mean, disclaimer guys, we didn't do anything wrong. I mean, we preserved. It was really meant to be for Pao.
It was really meant to be.
Yeah, meant to be talaga for Pao to be net-net.
Next to
Bobby.
Next to Bobby. Next to you.
I need to be next to you.
Yung age natin.
Millennial, ano naman?
Ay, nako, Lord.
Oh, go, Pao.
Basta, ang bango niya, guys. nung na-realize ko na, kasi nga binubulungan ako ni PDNM na, oh my gosh, pa, pang six ka. Parang ako, okay, pang six. As in, na-realize ko na lang na, ah, yun pala yung pang six.
Ibig sabihin,
katabi ko siya. I can remember walking towards him and actually saying, hi, Bobby. Pero like, after that, hindi ko na maalala. Wala na akong maalala dun sa, wala na. And then, ang nakakatawa pa, so, dun sa batch namin, si Bobby nag-suggest ng posing. Alam mo yung cute pose niya, yung chin niya, tsaka yung, shoulder. Ano ba, yung left shoulder niya, nakaganon. Magkadikit.
May pagka Miss Universe na ano.
Oo. Yeah. Sabi niya, all of you guys, let's do this pose. To the point na pati yung mga nasa audience, nasa baba.
Yes!
Diba, na-catch yung attention.
Yes.
So, Dane was actually saying nga na she was such a proud friend moment. Yeah.
Kasi I was in the back, so I couldn't hear. Malayo ko sa stage, so I couldn't hear what you guys were saying. But I could clearly see na as you walked up, parang you guys talked. As in, it really felt like you said something to him. And then he was like, okay, let's post like this. As,
oh, actually, yeah. Like side view sila, I thought Pao suggested it.
Yeah.
So what happened is, there's a fanboy. So Pao is on my right. There's a fanboy on my left. So apart from the hi greeting ni Pao, so I chimed in like, hi, Bobby. And then, of course, there's a fanboy behind me. And like, yo, man! Oh, hi, bro!
Oh my gosh! So, I didn't know this
kaya talaga, I'm sorry na lang talaga to the numbers 1 to 5 kasi kind of matagal yung 6 to 10 na interactions.
Yung attention niya.
Oh, yung attention niya. Oh, because there's a fanboy as well on our end. Tapos yun, all of a sudden, I saw Pao and Bobby na, Pao and Bobby, wow, couple mush. When I saw them na nga, turn to their side, I thought talaga na, sinuggest ni Pao.
Yeah!
So like, oh my God! Pero nga, apparently, it was Bobby who suggested.
Yeah, yeah, it was NSYNC.
But
like,
it was
NSYNC
so fun.
NSYNC talaga kayo when you did the pose.
It was so fun.
Kaya din the crowd, kasi parang may collective, oh, parang may ganun niya. Kasi sobrang cute.
I'm not even sure if I was looking at the camera because I was,
you were
it was so fun.
Yeah. And yun nga, para kayong barkada. Kasi parang after your moment, parang nag-travel to the side yung smiles and yung pose. So parang ang ganda ng picture. Kaya talagang napansin din ng crowd.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was like, those are my friends. Nakakahiya, but I was so proud.
I was pwede na i-crop. As in,
may picture na ba? Or
wala pa eh.
Wala pa.
Pwede na kasamang third wheel. Alam mo yun, parang couple with a friend. Plus one. Alam mo yun, pwede siyang ganun.
Yeah, parang ganun. And now that you tell me na yung may fan, sorry, I didn't also notice the fan base. I was looking at you guys lang.
Yeah, there was some fan.
Tapos parang he went all, oh, hey man, what's up?
Parang, yeah, oh,
dude, I mean, I get, Pao, yeah, how, na makikilig ka talaga. You know how like, diba, when you, cute guys, tapos biglang, they're all bro with their other guy.
Yeah.
Actually, during that interaction, dahil nga nag-uusap sila, parang mas dun ko na take in yung features niya. Kasi dun ko na realize niya na parang,
right.
Kasi parang before, I'm registered sa akin, his face was quite small. Pero now nga na up close, parang hindi naman pala ganun ka-small yung face niya, very angular.
Well,
we know it's angular, pero yun nga, iba yung up close talaga. Pero dahil nga may interaction sila nung fanboy, I had that 2 seconds to myself to be a fangirl talaga and really observe without losing face. So very composed pa rin, present pa rin.
Alam mo guys, alam nyo, for those who are listening, hindi ko alam kung anong sasabihin ko, basta nakangiti lang ako sa camera. Ganun. Oh my God. But yeah, yung recollection ko dito is, nung sinuggest niya kasi yung pose, so I have to turn towards him.
Yeah.
So I remember parang struggling in my head. Shit, paano ko hihinga? Like, baka mamaya biglang,
oh, major exhale. Carbon dioxide.
Okay. Oo. So, parang, hindi naman pwedeng hindi ako huminga kasi baka himatayin ako sa harap niya, diba? I mean, I'm already fangirling and, you know, yung heartbeat ko sobrang bilis. Tapos, hindi pa ako hihinga just because, like, I'm facing him, ganun. Tapos, during that time, nung humarap ako sa kanya ng konti, I remember, like, smelling him. And, literally, guys, ang fresh. Paano nangyari yun? Like, ang fresh yung kuya. Diba? Pero ang iniisip ko nga, shocks, I'm pretty sure, like, he would smell like sweat or something like that. Sorry, but he would smell like hot sweat. Alam mo yun? Parang like, hot smell of sweat. Not the hot dog water sweat. Ganyan.
Excuse you? Are you referring to another member?
So, ang fresh nung amoy.
Describe, tapos, describe.
Amoy baby. Baby powder.
Baby powder. Ano. Baby powder.
Oh, yun yung nice. Naalala
baka
ko.
Baka powder yun ng baby niya.
Oh!
Wow, thanks.
Reminder daw na may anak na siya.
Oo. Oh, oh. Yun pa. Ay, paano ko ba pipigilan yung sarili ko dito? Eh, may anak na siya tsaka may asawa na siya. Pero hello, like, such a fine man beside me. Ganon. And I think yun nga, hindi nakatulong na yung buhok niya. It really did a lot of...
Yeah, naka-man bun na siya.
Naka-man bun.
Naka-man bun siya. Silver hair. So dahil naka-bun siya, kitang-kita mo sa likod, nung humarap ako sa kanya to do the pose, kitang-kita ko yung strands of blue nung tips ng hair niya. Tapos meron siyang braids ng konti.
Yes.
Ganon. Nakakatawa lang na, my God, these details I remember but I cannot even remember ngumiti ba ako sa picture, ano itsura ko sa picture.
Exactly.
Yung mga details lang, kasi sobrang wala. Horse blinders na talaga. Like,
to be fair,
Bobby, ganon.
To be fair, pal, you look pretty calm. As in, parang friends lang. Kaya ako, grabe the riz of this girl. Like, what did you tell him? I was very impressed.
Ano yun? May internal struggle dito. Like, I might look like I'm okay outside, but on the inside, like, I'm literally screaming my head off. Headless chicken na ako inside.
I mean, duck in the pond.
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say, your favorite.
Yeah, duck in the pond. Very serene, but furiously paddling underwater.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Tapos, yeah, and I did not snap out of it kagad. Literally, hindi ko maalalang bumaba ako ng stage. Naalala ko na lang na pumasok na ako sa barricade. Kasi na-realize ko na, ay, okay, tapos na pala. As in, ganun. As in, wala. I'm so out of it. Tapos parang ako, oh my gosh. I think ang unang sinabi ko kay PD na pagkadating namin sa barricade in prep for the high-bye is na, ang bango niya. Like, paano nangyari yun? Oo. Ganun yung, ano. Tapos yun nga, we talked about, hindi ko inisip na ganun kabroad yung shoulders, na yung the way that his face is so angular. I can't remember na ganun yung itsura niya.
Yeah.
So, it was so surprising also. So, guys, pag nagpa-photo op kayo, Bobbix, if you haven't experienced, like, photo ops up close like that, my God, humanda na lang kayo. Like, make sure that you have your calming meds right after. Magdala kayo ng essential oil, ganyan.
Para hindi and bring a friend.
Yeah, and bring a friend.
Bring yung a friend. Enabler.
Yun ang pinakamagandang tactic. Bring a friend that is not a Bobby bias para may presence of mind na Bobby. Kasi talaga, I swear, like, PD Nem, thank you. Kasi, feeling ko I'm gonna embarrass myself if I was all alone. Ganon.
And we were pretty lucky kasi during the first few photo ops, kinda magulo pa yung system nila.
Yes.
So, hindi as structured unlike in our part na talagang, yun nga, yung 1 to 5, 6 to 10, you can predict it na talaga. Yung mga early photo ops nila, kasi meron talaga na mga mas,
nag-uunahan,
you know, passionate na friends na talagang didikit na talaga katabi sa kanya. Pero technically, hindi yun yung order of things. So, na-rectify naman nila at some point. So, yun.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Sorry, that was long. But, you know, thank you for this therapy. It was very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Ayan. So, yeah. So, after the photo op, we had our hi-bye.
Hi-bye, yes.
And, Dane, ikaw yung una, di ba?
Well, may tumingit before me na nag-photo op din. Which I was very thankful for. Kasi kinakabahan na din ako na parang, oh no, I was
going to go
ako yung first. But it went well naman. Kasi parang how they did it was, they had Bobby be stationed na lang dun sa may exit.
Yep.
So meron siyang parang booth doon. Tapos, yun, before you go out,
with big siya. Bodyguard.
Nagbabayad siya sa'yo. So, it was nice naman.
May kinawa ko ba special din? Kasi nag-heart si Pao. So, nag-heart din si Bobby. So, ako parang nag-panic din ako. So, nag-heart din ako. So, nag-heart ulit din siya. So, parang 2 seconds na heart suit. Tawa tuloy ako
tapos,
sa kanya. Kaya,
literally, yung smile niya na parang bunny.
Oh my God!
Ganun! Yeah. Parang, oh my God, kuya! You're killing me! Ganun.
I am such a loser. And, yun nga. As in, I don't know how to act. Dapat be, in front of people, I like. Be, I think I just waved an awkward wave and like laughed.
Oh my God, Dave. Narealize ko kasi, since we weren't with you.
I was alone.
You could, I mean, you could do essentially anything without letting us know and like without being embarrassed about it. Ikaw yung una. Tapos apag-go ka na. Parang wala ka na, we're number one.
Oh my gosh. I can't. I cannot.
Oh my God. Like, sumigaw ka doon ng Dehanmingo.
Kasi kung mga, parang the possibilities are endless talaga. O parang, welcome to the start of the high
bay. Oh my God.
Or at least, walang mabuhay. Or like, mabuhay.
Oh my God, I cannot.
Tapos, I mean, tapos since wala kami with you, patay mali siya, diba?
Actually, yeah. Actually, no one would know nga. Kasi exactly. Parang may section ka na ikaw lang yung nandun eh.
Yeah, tapos ayun, bawal mag-record. Bawal, as in, diba? Bawal mag-record.
Oh, wala. Wala.
Wala.
Yeah, I could have had your moment.
Tapos parang ang funny kasi paglabas mo, obviously, it's normal. Tapos parang may mga fans pa din. So, parang, oh my gosh, do they know na he's literally just,
yeah,
just right inside. There.
He's a door away from.
Yeah. Pero actually, yeah, nakakatawa din yun. Para siyang wax figure na. Alam mo yung sa wax
figure.
Nandun lang siya. Or like yung mga high school fairs na may mga booth, ganyan.
Uh-oh.
Horror booth vibes. Kasi parang black yung curtain. So, nakakatawa.
Right, yeah. So, gosh, sobrang eventful. Yeah, so. Pero speaking of events, we did not see the fan VCR, right?
Yeah, so, they didn't allow it.
Kasama. Yeah. Right.
But it was
have
released
you guys seen it?
On Twitter. It was really nice. Parang
nice din.
90s or retro gaming theme.
Yeah.
Tapos it spanned his career, like career. His solo career. So mm-hmm. his MV's performances. So and then there were messages at the end. Yep. So very cute.
Very nice.
Very cute then.
Yep.
Shout out kay Marian Shahai Preshi na supposed to be dapat daw nasa VCR sila.
Oh! Wait, so were they there?
They submitted eh. So parang they were waiting for it and then, yeah, nalaman nga nila na okay, hindi na pala siya ipapakita kasi hindi na-approve ganyan. Tapos parang
but
may tweet silang dalawa
it.
Na. Mm. May tweet silang dalawa na parang akala ko debut na natin. Uh-oh, but apparently, yeah, it didn't happen. So, pero okay. Yeah, it's uploaded in Twitter. The teaser is in Twitter and then it's also in YouTube. So, if you guys wanna watch it, it's there. Pero, yun nga, ang pinaka-event na talaga
oh, no.
na ganap post-concert is yung wallet ni Sir.
My God.
Post-Philippines, potentially, di ba?
Hindi lang kasi yung wallet eh. Yung susi talaga.
I know.
Susi ng
but like, why would you bring your car
na nakadanggal lang
to another country? Hindi mo mandala yung car mo. Although, yeah, I know.
Na parang ganun ka baka komportable na yung wallet mo tsaka yung susi ng kotse mo nasa isang keychain.
And like, I doubt he drove himself to the airport. I'm sure wala doon yung car niya.
Oh, I don't know. Diba? Parang,
but,
I don't know how anong mangyayari? So, anong mangyayari kapag nawala mo yung susi ng kotse mo?
You can get a new one.
Yeah.
But you have to pay for it. And it's not
naman
cheap.
Pera.
And knowing his, I'm sure he has a fancy car. Nako. And it takes
Besh
a while.
Jeep
ata. Daw. Yung jeep ata yung
It's a jeep, so.
Tapos, based on the pictures, malaki yung pocket, medyo maluwag, so.
And then, tsaka, ang dami na nakadanggi.
Yun nga.
Like, may Winnie the Pooh, merong, may Karab.
Yeah. Diba? May final na ba on where he could have dropped it? On the plane, or
action,
or
ito yung sobrang nagalingan ako with like the fandom and like with social media. So, di ba nag-tweet siya na
lost
his wallet, ganyan. So, guys, yung mga fans, lalo na yung mga fansite masters,
mm-hmm.
like nagpo-post sila ng mga blow-by-blow pictures na this is you and
you still had it.
This
here,
was you after immigration and you still had it. Pero ang galing naman itong mga to, di ba? Na-confirm nga na sa boarding area, nandun pa.
Okay. So umalis siya ng Manila, nasa kanya pa.
I think so.
Looks like
it. I think so. And then, syempre, walang footage in the plane.
Yes.
Because normally, I mean, if you wanna give him some privacy also, you will not like take pictures of him, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ang suspecha ng mga tao, nawala siya sa plane to Korea.
Yeah.
Or pag-landing niya ng Korea, like, during immigration or right after that, doon nawala. Kasi may mga pictures na lumabas na nakalampas na siya ng immigration, nawala na
wala
yung
na.
Set of keychains, tsaka yung car keys behind.
Sana mahanap pa. I mean, if it were on the plane, easier to retrieve it, di ba?
Tapos, tawang-tawa din ako kasi tinawagan nila yung na-iya, tapos na-iya already knows about the situation.
Na-iya kay, bawi po ba to? Like, sobrang dami na pala tumawag.
Oh my God, that's so cute!
So, ano, kay, literally parang may movement.
Talaga friend lang siya eh.
Missing wallet levels.
That's so cute.
If you find it, please return it to ganon.
Yeah.
So, Bobby,
I hope he finds it.
Please do not bring your car keys. Na-stress ako dun sa car keys, sa totoo lang. Like, the wallet.
It's more the car keys.
I hope wala din credit cards or like any license.
For sure, meron. For sure, meron yan.
Like, it was a legitimate wallet. You know how parang sometimes,
di ba may sasay to my managers nila yung may hawak
wallet
nila.
Oo, yun nga. Kaya nagulat ako na ano. Legit.
Pero ang funny din, kasi yung mga sorry niya, it's more of like, sorry na lose ko yung gifts niyo. I mean, kasi yung mga borloloy niya, diba?
Oh,
and I'm like, and I'm like, that's the least of your problem. Yung susi mo. Kuya.
Oh, yung susi ng jeep.
Yeah.
Diba yung naman yung wallet.
Baka ma-identity theft ka na.
Yun nga.
Tsaka very loose, diba, si Korea pagdating sa mapag-swipe, diba?
Whatever.
You can use other people's, ano.
Tapos, I remember, meron pang isang nag-tweet sa kanya, nag-reply dun sa tweet niya na he lost his wallet, na parang, stop tweeting and start blocking your cards.
Oh, di ba? Exactly.
Kasi yun nga, I think hindi na siya nahanap. Kasi parang,
wala talaga.
Wala, nag-move on na si kuya. So, yeah. My gosh, PD name. I don't know. Yung running time.
So, no guarantees that I have this out before the next concert. But yeah, we're also excited for the upcoming Icons concert.
Yes.
So, one last hit. Looking forward to it.
Gabi, I always say, last concert ko na.
Yeah.
I've seen them so many times. Yeah. But every time, I'm like, sorry, hindi na ako attached. Mo, like, but
hindi ka na attached? Ano yun?
But they always bring me back. Grabe.
This solo concert really primed us up for this upcoming group concert. I think I wouldn't be as excited for April 7 if it weren't for this solo concert, even though, of course, different songs na to. Very thankful din talaga na prior to the enlistment, we got a solo con. Kasi that's what we've been asking for so long.
Exactly.
So long.
Because of the songs that they have. So,
Before we close this episode, this very long episode.
Yeah.
So, any promotions or any shout-outs that you want to do, Dane, let's start with you.
I'm not so active on Twitter, but I do have a TikTok. So it's author Dane Luna. Not a lot of K-pop stuff though. But yeah, if you like chill cottagecore stuff, random. And cafes, ganyan, yeah. Check it out.
Ready na kami for your next book.
I know, ako din. I just need to finish it.
We volunteer as beta readers again.
Well, actually, may prompt din ako from the concert. Kasi nga parang realize ko, grabe talaga si Bobby, grabe yung I don't know, yung charisma niya. There's something talaga about him, especially in that setting. Because you really felt, you know how yung mga legendary bands, parang yung frontman nila, diba? Always stand out. Tapos may something na you can't pinpoint, but there's something about them. Yun yung na-feel ko talaga about Bobby nun, na para siyang super legendary standout frontman of a band. Kaya I get na Pao's like feels and YN moment. So,
why?
So, yun lang. But yeah, I mean, it's all in my head. I don't think I'm gonna write it, so I'm just sharing it here.
I hope that he had, like, the time of his life.
I hope so, too.
Though, alam ko naman, like, given his reactions with how the fans also delivered, pero, ang iniisip ko, sana talaga, like, yung genuine na nag-enjoy siya, that he would always remember, you know, the Manila fans would give this kind of energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sana naman may ano na kami, 'di ba? May special place na kami sa puso mo, sir.
And something to watch out for then on April 7, you know, how yes. he will be. Kasi nga, since we had that very recent shared experience.
True.
It's like
oh
our own little secret na parang may sarili tayong carve-out experience.
Yeah.
Na hindi natin na-experience with the other members. Kaya, yeah. Yeah. So let's see how he acts then on ano, April 7.
Yeah. Ano yan? Parang, okay guys, I'm back after 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it's a very difficult time then actually nga yun for Iconics kasi nga dahil doon sa successive dole outs of money because of these performances. But I guess nga we cannot avoid it given nga yung timing of the enlistment yes. of majority of the members.
Yeah.
Ikaw, PD, ne, meron ka bang promo na gustong or shout out?
Mm-hmm. Shout out doon sa naka-chat ni Dane din.
Oh, yeah!
Earlier in the parts of the concert.
Yeah, she was our seatmate for a bit, si Ethereal Bobby, but she used to be Adorable G1 ata on Twitter. And then, yeah, we were chatting and like, ano yung stan Twitter mo? And turns out, we've interacted before. So, that's always cool. I hope you had fun and I hope you, I know she's, yeah, like Pau, she's a Bobbik. So, I hope she enjoyed. And I think she got a photo op session yep. also. She was online. Yeah. So, yun.
We also are encouraged to like make content. Pag nakaka-encounter kami or nakaka-meet kami ng mga nakikinig talaga dun sa podcast.
Yeah.
So, na parang, oh my gosh, hindi lang pala lima yung audience namin.
Yeah, si Ethereal Bobby, like as soon as she knew our Twitter handles, she was like, oh my gosh, you have a podcast. I'm like, oh wow, meron talagang nakikinig sa atin.
The end is Miss Congeniality.
So I hope, I hope you're listening.
Yeah. So there, so, wow, ang haba na nito. Tara na guys, patuloy na natin. Huwag natin pahirapan si PD. Okay. So yeah, so that's
it. Oh wow, your TikTok.
Oh yeah. Sorry naman.
I mean, if you want.
So, yeah, please follow me. I unbox J-pop and K-pop merchandise and I also post like content in which yung mga travels ko, tsaka yung mga experiences ko like the K-pop concerts and fan meets. I edit them and post them in TikTok. So follow me at Pawprint TV. So yun. So doon ako mas madalas na nagpo-post kasi na-realize ko na mas madaling mag-network sa TikTok compared to YouTube. But my YouTube channel is still up. Yeah, so... Yeah, so that is my promo. And we'll see you guys in April 7. And we're not sure kung lalabas tong episode na to on or before April 7. So please forgive us. But thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And we'll see you in the next episode, guys. Okay. Bye!
Bye! Bye.